Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, this is a fun one. This is a good conversation we're going to have here. Right across the street, Ron Hunter, coach of the IUPUI men's basketball team, has led an incredible initiative a couple of weeks back. I want to talk about it today.
Oh, I think it's a great story, too. It's a fun story, but it's also a very serious story at the same time, both. I remember when I first learned about it, I was turned on the TV and I was watching a Sports Center on ESPN. And all of a sudden, there's Ron Hunter running around in his bare feet. I said, "Now, what's going on there?" It turned out that he really was trying to provide shoes for poor young people in South Africa. And he was trying to get 40,000 shoes, you might remember. Well, this caught on nationally so much so and got a lot of publicity, appropriately so. He's gotten over 100,000 pairs by now.
There have been donations from Converse, from Walmart. It's just an incredible example of people coming together through the leadership of a coach. And I want to talk about coaches being role models and leaders for actions and causes such as these.
Let's talk about Ron Hunter's role. Ron Hunter's role here is very special. He understands his role as having a great deal of visibility and certainly knows how to utilize that in order to do good works. Coaches, of course, are interested in winning, and they're very focused, as they should be. But they also have another role to play on campus and in the broader community. They can be a front person for good causes. And Ron Hunter understood that, and he picked out a cause that mattered to him, mattered to his players, and took some appropriate action.
It's also special because IUPUI doesn't get 30,000 fans for basketball games, but a lot of people came to the game without shoes. A lot of students came to the game without shoes because they wanted to be a part of this special occasion.
Well, let me tell you, it was also single-digit temperature that day, so
it was a little nippy.
But the fact is that it wasn't just what happened in the basketball arena. The sports community, through TV broadcast and the print media, is able quickly to reach many, many people. And that's what happened in this case. It became a national issue very quickly, and that's why Ron Hunter was able to be so successful. I don't know if he set out to do that. Maybe he expected he'd have to do it in small little bites. But the fact of the matter is it caught on because everyone understands it was a good thing to do. It was good works. Young people would be served in a different part of the world. But Ron understood that he had an opportunity as a coach to do that.
I read some quotes in the papers that Coach Hunter, when he found out that he had so exceeded his original goal of 40,000 pairs of shoes, tears came to his eyes. And I mean, it's quite remarkable that we're talking about 110,000 kids now having a pair of shoes to wear. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a huge national story for coaches and student athletes to be able to make a difference, does it?
I think that's exactly right. And many of our coaches, good majority of our coaches, are engaged in philanthropic exercises of one kind or another. They're doing good works. They don't always get as much publicity as Ron Hunter got running around barefoot, but they are themselves doing good works, and coaches, by and large, understand their role to do that. It's a volunteer role. It's not part of their contract. They're not getting paid for it, but they do know that they have a position and a platform, and they take advantage of it to help others.
Well, kudos to Coach Hunter, the IUPUI community, all of those who provided and donated shoes to this great cause. And of course, just a reminder, if there's another cause and another event that you know about, please let us know because we can talk about it here on Mondays with Miles and we can help you promote it as well because we want to do some good work.
Very
Dr.
Good.
Brand, thanks so much.